Hey, Natalie, I'm so excited to see you. Okay, so nutrition school students and alum. Today, I'm introducing you to Natalie Jill of Natalie Jill Fitness. Many of you probably know her. She and I met about a year ago, and we instantly clicked. I think we probably talked for, I don't even know how many words we got in. We actually didn't have the whole day to talk, but we would have talked the entire day. But for the couple hours that we spent together, we were like, blah, 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 blah. We had so many things in common, so many things to chat about, from kids to business to nutrition and fitness. And we've really been chatting ever since. And you've probably seen that we've done a whole bunch of stuff together, and we're going to do a lot more. But in the meantime, Natalie is here today to provide her incredible insight into something she is an absolute rock star at. So if you don't know Natalie, you should definitely check out nataliejillfitness.com. Natalie is an incredible functional fitness guru. Her at-home body weight workouts actually are one of the things I had found. I had actually first seen Natalie on Instagram, and I loved her body weight workouts, and they're so fun and so easy and completely go along with everything with when I talk about with the nutritious life, how you want to be able to get it in and be consistent with your workout, even if you don't have all the time in the world. So love that. Also, Natalie is a social media ninja, I will call her, because she is just a social media crusher. And all of you nutrition school peeps, obviously social media is so important for so many of you building a brand. Natalie has over 2 million social media followers, and she has really just crushed this world. And that's what we're going to focus on today. We're so lucky. Thank you so much, Natalie, for giving us this time.
Thanks for having me.
We're so happy you're here. So Natalie today is going to talk about building a brand and monetizing it online. So I know everybody out there right now is like, tell me. So you got, I mean, this is so your thing. So you tell, I mean, tell us your top tips. What would you do to all to my nutrition school students? You know the type of people they are. I mean, what do you think, they should, where should they start, and what are the best tips?
So, well, first, let me back up and say, well, first, thanks for having me here. And to everybody in your school, congratulations to you even for doing this and taking a part of being part of the school and working to get your career to a next level. I think that's amazing. And I've looked at the curriculum for Cary School, and it's fantastic. So you guys are getting all this great information, and you are doing this in a great time because of we are in this big information age. Everything is social media driven and so internet-based, and you don't have to go knocking on doors or waiting just on friend referrals and in-person client referrals to build a brand and a business now. And I always say now, anybody who is interested and knowledgeable in something, anything, which who isn't, you can build a brand and monetize online now. I mean, it's just a great time to do that. The sky is the limit with all the social media platforms and how you can connect and find people that way. So that's the first thing. I just wanted to put that out there. So it's whether you connect with me and like what I'm about to share, or you find something on your own, you're in doing this at the right time for social media.
And that alone is so inspiring, because now, like, I think everybody out there knows, okay, so really, like, I have this passion, I can do something. I can do something with it just via even online, which is so incredible, and that alone is inspiring.
So what the first thing that I always tell people, and it's going to be counterintuitive to what you think you should do, but my husband always makes fun of me, and he says, you are not ready, aim, fire. Most people are ready, aim, study, figure it out, blah, 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 create a plan, and then fire. I'm ready, fire. Okay, maybe I should aim. I have an idea, I have a thought, and I act on it. And that is key when it comes to social media and growing a brand online. So it's different than what we've been taught, but it's what works. So instead of figuring out what's my grand plan, how am I going to do all this? Instead, I ask people to think, what is it that you are very knowledgeable about? What is your interest? What is your interest, and what are you knowledgeable about? And that's what you want to start sharing. You just need to start sharing it freely in your own personality. If I tried to be Carrie, it wouldn't work. I have to be myself. Whenever you try to emulate or be what somebody else is already doing, that's not your true strength. But if you just share who you are, what you're learning in your own style, that's going to draw other people to you. So I'll just tell you a little story. When I started on social media, it was about 4 years ago, and I had nothing on Facebook. I had my regular friend list, like most people start out with, maybe 100 friends from high school, who knows what it was. And I was going through a tough time in my life, and I had started posting what I was eating. I created an album called What I Eat. And I was learning about nutrition, and I was working on my own self-development and changing. And I would post my meals, and I'd say, what I'm eating. And some people didn't like it. Some people did. And people would ask me, what's in that? You know, how did you make that? That sounds good. That's how my social media started. And as people were asking me questions and I was answering them, I wasn't trying to sell a product yet. I was just being a resource for people. I'm me. I'm a mom. I'm busy. This is what I'm doing. And I would start to share it. And what that did was it connected me with people that were interested in that. And by getting to know them and interacting, I was able to come up with a solution to a problem people were having. So what do I mean by that? People were saying, well, I would love to be able to get all these recipes, you know, in a simple form. So that led me to, well, maybe I should turn it into a PDF recipe book. You know, maybe I could do that. And actually, let me back up. I think I said 4 years ago for that, but it was actually a little longer for that this time. So probably more like 6 years that I was doing the recipes there. And that evolved to people saying, well, how do you put this together into a meal plan? Because also sharing what I do, I was sharing how I was transforming my body, what was changing there. And people would say, this is great. How do you eat your recipes to do that? So that led me to sitting down one weekend and creating what's now my 7-day jumpstart program, which I wrote in literally a weekend, just on how I put the food together to eat and lose weight. And then I would share that with people like, hey, you guys asked, you know, I have this 7-day jumpstart now, and I put a price on it. People would send me, at the time, it was not automated at all. They would send me a little PayPal notification. I would send them the email. But what I did is I kept listening to them. So somebody would send back and say, I loved your 7-day jumpstart. I lost 5 pounds. And I would say, that's amazing. Can I share what you just wrote? And I would say, I would share that on social media and say, oh my gosh, you guys, look at Sarah. This is awesome. This is what she sent me an email saying. She lost 5 pounds on my jumpstart. This is fantastic. Who is next? I'd always say, who is next? And that was contagious. And that's how my social media started to grow. That's how it started to grow.
It's amazing. And I love that because it really, first of all, it is counterintuitive, mm-hmm. the ready, fire, fire.
Yeah.
But it kind of also makes sense when you think about it with where social media moves so fast. Maybe even though we are taught to, you know, ready, aim, fire, but with social media, it's almost like we don't have time. Just yes. fire, fire, fire. And yes. I think like you got that where most people don't think to do that because we mm-hmm. are taught to sort of more the ready, aim, fire. I love that. I love that Brooks came like said that about you. That's funny because yeah. it is. It's so you.
Yeah.
And I love that you're saying, you know, really just what are you interested in? Be your authentic self and you're going to yeah. draw the right type of people to you to be able to share more of who you are and your interests. Yeah. And then also the thing that I think you do incredible and that you know, you're telling us to do is also that fixing that problem, but you really have to listen to people yeah. to fix a problem. You have to listen, and you do such a good job with that.
I never, ever, ever come out with a product before I know that people want it, ever. I think that's the wrong way to go about it. When you're looking at building your nutrition business and or whatever it is that you're going to do with what you're getting from Carrie's School, when you're looking at that, you have to think, you can't think down the road to you could think I want to have a product, but you can't think like this is what my product's going to look like until you have an audience that you know is going to want that. Carrie wouldn't have developed a school had you not known people were interested in that. I wouldn't have developed workout DVDs. I didn't even start with that until I had people asking me for that in DVD form. So it's being yourself, sharing things that you're knowledgeable about. You have stuff right now that you are knowledgeable about that people want that information. So we're being selfish, not sharing it. You can look at it that way. Like share what you've learned. People will gravitate to you. They will like that. And then as you're building that relationship, that's when it will hit you with what problem you could solve and what you could develop.
I love that. So wait to develop your products. Be patient. Continue mm-hmm. developing your interests. Develop your interests. Develop your audience. Listen to your audience. And then think about developing the products.
Absolutely. So whether you start with your meals or your tips or things you're learning from the school you're doing, whatever it is that you want to share, if you have to overthink it, it's not right. So if yeah. you want to think it, you just put something out there. And the only thing I like to ask myself before posting something is I say, if someone sees this, is this going to make them feel good about themselves, motivated, encouraged? Is it something they might want to share? Or is it going to make them feel bad about themselves? If you can say it's going to make them feel bad about themselves, then don't post it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Okay, so I have one more question, though. So if you're doing this, you're fixing a problem, you're developing your interests and sharing things that you love, and you think you're ready to do a product. Mm-hmm. How do you figure out what that right product is and which one would you recommend to go with going with first?
Start easy. Go off of what your audience is telling you they want. Whether you have 2 people or 100 people, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You have to create something that somebody says there's a need for. If you have a solution to a problem, you've got to present it somewhere to your audience that's relating to you and say, hey guys, your opinion. If I were to develop this, do you think people would be interested in it? What would they look for? What would help them? There's so many recipe books out there. What do you think would be intriguing to them? You have to ask that first. And then I always say you've got to start the easiest way you can go and put your all into it so you wow people with it. I started with my very first product was a PDF download with pictures from my BlackBerry phone. I mean, it was a joke. It was so bad. I didn't use a food stylist or a food. It was my BlackBerry
phone. I know. I think the BlackBerry phone part's the funniest.
Yeah. And I charged $12 for it. I put a lot into it. I mean, it's embarrassing right now. You should be embarrassed about your first product later. You definitely should be embarrassed about it later. You know, I did that first.
By the way, that product has killed it for you. So you should not be embarrassed. You should just say, holy whatever, I have come far. Because so your products, everything is so beautiful now. I mean, I could actually, I'm thinking about it. It's pretty funny what the BlackBerry photos look like, but
yeah,
it's done amazing. So you did a lot right. But you said like you put your all into it.
It's been redone since. And I have that old version, which is funny, but that $12 product turned into a completely redone product. And my jump, same with my 7-day jumpstart. It's a completely redone product. And now it'll be a hard copy book in May on the shelf.
So I know, I'm so excited about that.
But I didn't start that way. It's not that you can't start that way. It's just that with social media, you don't have to go the big, expensive, long route way. You don't have to. You can make your own noise and you don't have to wait for someone else's approval. You can just do it.
Right. Which kind of goes back to what you started with. It's sort of, you know, anybody can do this. Yeah. Anybody can create a major brand online. And it also goes back to your first tip, which is like the ready, fire, fire. I love it. I really love that. This is really so incredibly helpful, I think, to so many of the nutrition school friends out there, because I mean, really so many people out there think already have, you know, a website or they have a blog or they have, you know, Instagram and Facebook, or they have one or the other, and or they have a YouTube channel, but they're not necessarily maximizing it and monetizing it. And I think everything you've said is really, it's actionable. Like we can do it. We can really put this into action, and it's incredibly inspiring, like telling us that anybody can do it. Okay. So if there's one more thing that you'd want to share about like what you should think about when it comes to just being a digital brand.
Gosh, it's so hard to narrow it down to just one, but I'll say you don't have to be everywhere. Doing a little bit in a million places is not going to help people connect and find you. But going really deep in one or two areas is where they will. So for instance, Facebook and Pinterest and YouTube are probably my 3 big ones. Pinterest, YouTube, and Facebook. And I spend a lot of time on those. The other ones, Twitter, Instagram, I pump content out, but I'm not going to spend time figuring out how. My Twitter has been at this low stuck number for years. I'm like, I don't even want to try to dive in and figure it out. Could I? Probably. Right. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm over it. So I concentrate where I'm making an impact. Facebook, I have a platform. I have a voice. My Facebook does really well. It would be ridiculous to abandon that. You know, instead I figure out how can I do this even better. So go deep wherever you are. Now, so many people, it's so funny. I love when people think, they look at my social media and they say, well, of course you're selling your products. You have this huge social media following. But what they're not realizing is I didn't have a social media following. I grew that from nothing. And I had, I started that. It's not that people bought my products because I had this big following. You know, my following grew because I listened to my initial audience and developed stuff for them. That's how my following grew.
Yeah, which I think, again, is so inspiring, because we can all do that and focused on the things that we're so incredibly interested in and passionate about. And I think that's really, really incredibly inspiring. I love it. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you really so much. You are so incredibly busy, I know. So thank you so much for spending time with us. We so appreciate it. And nutrition school students, and I always say students and alum, nutrition school friends, peeps, everybody out there, you'll probably be seeing Natalie and I doing lots of fun stuff together. Yeah. So more to come from Natalie. I would definitely check out NatalieJillFitness.com. Again, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye.